Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Al Horford still can't buy a bucket as the Kings, battling on the defensive end, come up with the stop.
Kyle Draper on the call.
Appreciating the effort out here tonight.
And listen, with good reason.
Oh!
Al Horford. Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, that was Al Horford. And then followed up by a Schroeder 3. Play the, hit the.
It's pretty good, though.
This is what we, this is the, what they call the topic sentence.
Al Horford still can't buy a bucket.
And that's our guy. We love him, Stoddy. I text him when I hear he said something funny on the telecast. And Vontae and him have a good thing going. But, man, I'm not even mad about the shot not falling for Al, I guess, on a night, Stoney. Just my two cents. This was before the Kings game, you know, 27 minutes, man, and, you know, a minus three. And, you know, that was a game without the other OGs that the 39-year-old was supposed to, you know, sprinkle the youngsters. And I just didn't. Maybe he should have started. I don't know. Maybe he would have gave you more than Quentin Post, who didn't score.
I gave you less.
Well, I mean, I just, we need to see more from Al. That's all, Stoney.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing I was thinking about last night is, and we break our rule all the time, but man, it's just, don't believe your eyes too much until 15 or 20 games into the season.
Now, why is that?
Because
Richard is proving that wrong,
right?
Because
Horford stinks right now, and he can't, there's no way he's this bad. Like, he's got to be better than this.
Well, you
got to
fit in. We know he's good, but I just don't like how they're not rolling the red carpet out for him to fit in. So you're telling me you want him, I get the minutes in the back-to-back, but just real quick, Stoney. So he's supposed to come here and help aid the Warriors into winning and closing out games. So why wouldn't he start with that group, even if it's for 4, 5, or 6? Why are you playing with the others so much if you're supposed to be a part of the finishing lineup on nights that you play?
Well, he finished last night.
Well, that was, the OGs weren't there.
Okay, well, then
I think you get a worse version of Al Horford when he's playing with the others.
Well, not everybody gets to play with Steph all the time. I mean, he's been terrible. Like, if he can't make a shot,
we got a problem.
We got a big problem with Al Horford. I mean, I just differ with you with starting, coming off the bench, Post starts, Horford starts. I think that's window dressing. Mm. If the guy's going to play like this, he doesn't deserve to start. Hell, he doesn't deserve to come off the bench. I mean, I shouldn't be that harsh on him. He's still rebounding, and he's still savvy, but he's got to start making some shots.
Yeah.
for sure.
And am I being too hard? Because I know you kind of scoff. And I'm Stoney, I mean this. And I'm going to Indiana Saturday. I'm going to Milwaukee Thursday, if you allow me. The Warriors have not, in their losses, been able to get that big Kevon Looney rebound. I know what I'm watching, and I just feel like, is that why they're 5-4? No, but he had the seven rebounds Horford got, Stoney, I don't feel like two of them were that Looney importance where you kick it back out to Pods, Moody, or anybody else. So I could be overdoing it in regard to that, but I just feel like we're missing that big board to kick back out and have one of these guys, Richard, take a shot. So I just feel like 5-4 is nasty right now. 1-4 on the road is nasty.
Yeah, I mean, what if I said maybe we thought they were better than they were after five games, and now they've had another four or five games, and we realize that, you know, they're okay, but they're, you know, they're not, like right now, they're seventh in the West.
Wow.
Number seven.
Yeah,
at,
it's
at
early.
5-4.
It's early.
So 888-957-9570 is the number. Keep it in mind that we're still not even, 10% through the season. We're getting there. The Warriors started 4-1. They're now 5-4. They got Denver tomorrow. And the bottom line is they're playing without their three guys last night. But, what do we get? Here's the other thing. What are we going to do? Make an excuse or have an excuse or a reason for their loss every time one or two of these guys doesn't play?
No.
Well, that's the thing. Hey, you want to come out of that game last night and say, boy, the young guys played pretty well, and you know, they did pretty well, and Sacramento's got some veterans there. It was veterans over young guys, and you got to give the Kings credit. Okay, well, you're going to play that game another 20 times this year. Mm. So you have to. You got to win some of these games, and they didn't last night. Any way you cut it, Kings aren't a great team, and they're missing LaVine and Sabonis.
Yeah, and that happened. And again, I'm just telling you a play that just kind of, captured the night for me. Stoney, the Warriors' first possession of the fourth quarter comes up with an 8-second violation. It's like, what are you doing? And I know that's not why you lost, but it's like, come on now. And I'm going to say something to you and Evan and the listeners, and you just tell me, and maybe I was too hard on Buddy. And you're right, he was 3 of 5 from the field. How is Pat Spencer playing 3 more minutes than Buddy Hield? And he got a dunk, but he did 2 shots that didn't even look like they were NBA shot. Like, dude, like, I'm asking Coach Kerr, to help me, Evan, somebody help me. Why did he play Spencer 17 minutes?
They play different positions.
So
you can't have Pods play on the ball for 48 minutes. I mean, that's my guess. Like, he wasn't great, but Buddy Hield ain't a point guard.
I mean, they need another point guard.
Well, Melton's coming.
Yeah, no, he is. And if they can get something out, they're going to – yeah, we'll see how Melton fits in. I'm kind of interested to see that, but it's not coming for a while.
Yeah.
888-957-9570. Where do you rank that game in terms of what you've seen this year? You know, like, again, they're up 1 with 6 minutes to go.
No, you're
so
right.
They're right there. And then, I mean, I'll agree with you. I'll agree with you that youth might have bitten them last night and the Kings veteran players were good.
Yeah.
But, like, that dynamic is very seldom going to change this year when you're playing a lot of your young guys. So are we okay with that loss even though the big three didn't play? And I guess what I'm saying is, if you're okay with that loss, or, there were some positive things, no doubt about it.
Will Richards, Stoney, I know it's early, but good Lord, I liked him, or we liked him in the preseason, but go ahead.
But they're not, they didn't win the game.
Yeah.
And, how are they going to win half the games when these guys don't play?
If they play with more, and the two P's, Donnie, poise and patience. And Jonathan Kuminga scored 24 points, Donnie got 9 rebounds. I wouldn't dare blame him. But you could almost see in this game in the second half, in the fourth quarter, you know, with what I think he can be and the track that he's on, there's still some things he needs to learn, man. And the biggest thing is the feel and the, like, you got to let that three go. I don't care if you're 0 for your last nine. Yeah, I hear you, Stani, but the way that it felt like they were coming back, the game was kind of, whoever shoots this in a Warrior uniform, that's how I think the game works sometime. It's going to go in because they're coming back. Make the Kings pay, and he kind of, you know, was thinking a little too much. But five turnovers, I know he's still young. Pods had four, but I get you, Stani. And it's not just last night. I know you think I'm, if you took my temperature, it's more that they're 5-4 than they couldn't pull this one out last night.
That's fair.
And now you got Denver tomorrow. Yeah. Steph looks like he's really sick. You say, how do you know, Goo? I know what sick looks like. We all do at that podium. I don't expect him. I hope I'm wrong. Jimmy, hey, Stani, who am I? But how many games are we going to get? This was one. The first one, where all three are out. It shouldn't be too many.
I don't know why Draymond sat.
His rib.
Okay.
Not ribs. Sure.
No, I believe you.
His rib.
Yeah, no, I got it. I believe you there. It was his rib. Here's the other thing. Like, and
they win that game with him last night.
With who?
Draymond. No doubt in my mind.
Okay, well, they didn't have him. And they're not going to have him a lot. And they're not going to have Butler a lot. And that's the trap that we can't get into as Warrior fans. Oh, they win that game with Draymond. Who cares? He's not going to play 15 times a year. Secondly, and I've been on the guy's bandwagon this year, Kuminga hurt you last night. Mm. He was 2-for-10 in the second half.
Yeah.
Like, he played a darn good first half, and they needed him to play two good halves. And if he's going to be the leading scorer of that second group, then you're going to have to kind of live and not live and die with him, but you're going to need him to come through. He can't just be out there playing and not doing things that help you win. And I thought he was kind of careless with the ball last night.
No, right. And the night before last, him and Steph had some turnovers. But I'll say this, it's early, Stani, for Kuminga. 2-for-5 from deep. It's not a three-point contest to just analyze how somebody's improved, but he's shooting 41%. So he's been in the lab. It's early, but he's at 41% from that three. And when he lets him go, that's why I wanted him to shoot that one. And I don't know what he was thinking, if he was overthinking, but you are right. Nights like last night, I mean, he's your guy in one of them. But, man, now my question to you is, and I'm asking you, I'll call you Hubie Brown here, and I kind of mentioned it to Evan when you left the green room. I don't want to bring the music or the party down, but last night it was for the youngsters or anybody that's not Steph, Dre, and Jimmy. How do you kind of take this experience and when the OGs come back, how do you fit that in? Because it will never be the open season as far as doing what you want. Because last night you could do, you know what I mean? The game, Richard's getting shots left and right, Moody, Kuminga too. But when the OGs come back, it'll never be as green light.
That's what they got to deal with all season long. That's issue.
That's not easy.
I know it's not easy. And I was saying this yesterday to Evan. You know what else isn't easy? When you ask Kuminga to play with Curry and Butler and to be the third option, and then they sit, and now you're saying, go get us 30. Like, that's not easy either. So they are going to have to figure out something we knew they were going to have to figure out, and that is how to win games when they're missing one of their three or four veterans. And last night was the first time that those guys have missed games. They happen to all miss them together. But I think you're right, Goo. I don't expect Curry to play tomorrow in Denver.
Man.
So what do we got? Is that your? Oh, fire drill.
Okay.
Just keep going.
Yeah, I'm with you, Stani. I think he's out for sure tomorrow. I would hope Dre's back.
Well, I'm distracted now. Yeah. But anyway, this is Steve Kerr on Al Horford struggles.
Just got to keep playing. You know, I thought Al played a great basketball game tonight. The ball didn't go in. He took all the right shots. They all look good. They're going to go in. He's Al Horford. We know what kind of shooter he is. His presence defensively, you know, his rebounding. He's a hell of a player. It's just a slow start for him. To be expected, honestly, when you go to a new team. I'm not worried about Al at all.
All right, so here's and Evan and I got into this yesterday, and it's this. If offense is going to be more important than defense,
okay,
then if Al Horford doesn't make shots, he can't play a great game.
And that was my fear coming here. It was like in Boston, it was on brand for you to just launch because that's what you did. And if you were off, we got all kind of others that could make it. Pritchard, Tatum, the rest of the gang, Jaylen Brown and White. But now here, I feel like what's in that utility belt, Steiny? And he almost had 10 rebounds, so I need to stop. But he hadn't had it in the previous games. But Steiny, it just feels different when those shots don't hit here for him. What else are you doing?
I don't care what he does. Mm. Like, this is what the NBA is right now, whether you like it or not. You can't play a good game if you don't score some points or you aren't a threat.
Wow, man.
I'm sorry. Like, that's why, as good as Draymond Green is, he's beginning to hurt the Warriors because he can't finish inside.
Wow.
And, you know, look, Steve Kerr is a smart coach. He knows he knows Al Horford's probably going to produce. But that is where I disagree with him. In this day and age of the NBA, if you're a stretch five and your stretch fives combine to go 0-for-10 from 3-point range, which Post and Horford did, then their center position was not good last night.
And it wasn't.
So there you go. Yeah. Don Dada, you can't get any type of rhythm playing 3 minutes a span, Steiny. Who is that? Who's playing 3 minutes a span?
That I wouldn't know.
I'm looking at Kuminga. Yeah. He played 36 minutes.
No, he got 19 shots. Huh?
Yeah. So
wait, did they call the fire alarm on Will Richard?
Dude, he's done something or you saw the stat on the Anthony Morrow was the last rookie to score 30 points in his debut starting for the Warriors, and that was 2008, mm-hmm. November 15th against the Clippers. But Steiny, what is it about Richard that I and Dibbs saw? It's his body type. He's strong. He's smart. But he has something that even when the ball's not in play, there's just an anticipation to the game of basketball that it seems like he has. And my gosh, Steiny stepping back, guarding, hitting threes, playing the passing lanes, making free throws.
Yeah, and that's honestly,
like,
that's
damn Richard.
I'm wondering if that's the part that should kind of concern people a little bit, because I do think as a whole, as a 4-man unit, Richard, Moody, Kuminga, and Pods were very good. They were very good last night as a foursome,
right?
But it didn't translate to a win. So where did that game? Where did they lose that game last night?
They turned the ball over 19 times.
And their defense stinks. Come on.
Okay. All right, man.
Their defense is not very good. We got to put
some respect on Westbrook's name. Steiny, a triple double. I think it's the 204th time he's done it. Mm-hmm. He's a baller, and him, DeRozan got to his spots. Man, you got to tip your cap almost. Dennis Schroeder? We always knew he could play. He was one of us. But my gosh, Steiny,
Well, this is the difference between you and me. I'll gladly tip my cap to Westbrook. I'll tip my cap to Rollins, too. Mm. To me, it's the same thing. Mm. You got a young player who's starting to emerge, who gets you for 30. And then you got an old player who is playing harder, it feels like, and playing with more, focus or desire than the Warriors' young players. I mean, here's what I shouldn't do this.
No, go ahead.
Because he's part of the Odyssey family. But damn it, you look at that game last night, and you're right. You look at what 36-year-old Russell Westbrook does in that game last night, and how he plays.
Brody.
And you know what? I'm not a monster Westbrook guy, but he plays hard and just all I'm asking you to do is think about what he did for that team last night.
Will
Draymond doesn't play. Draymond doesn't play in that game last night.
And let's put a rat
Westbrook
on the table.
Westbrook wants to play in that game last night.
Let's put a rat on the table, and I'll stand on it. Brought to you by Echo Pest Control. Thank you, Evan. How much of Draymond not playing last night was because Steph didn't play? That's what bothers me.
What do you think?
It can't be the double up, man. Steph's out, so I'm out. Not ribs with an S, rib.
Yeah.
Well, you thought he wasn't very good in the Phoenix game, Steiny.
Who?
Draymond.
Oh, we didn't talk. I wasn't here.
You came in the next morning and said you didn't think Draymond wasn't very good.
Yeah,
so,
I thought he's turning the ball over too much.
Maybe he needed a day off.
Okay.
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, if that's how you felt, then being out there may not have helped them.
No. Well, just because he plays a bad game one night doesn't mean he's got to play a bad night, too. I'm just saying the approach. Think about the approach. Like, Westbrook last night is no LaVine, no Sabonis, and he's like, you know what? And he doesn't like the Warriors. That's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just would have been nice to...
But
Westbrook's not a four-time champion.
And
so
I'm
maybe
say
that's
something.
It.
Yeah, you got this stirred up in me now, Stoney, so I'm going to let it out. Just about Draymond Green. Hey, look, I know what he's doing. I know what he's done, and I know where he's headed, to the Hall of Fame. I get that. But what you talked about now in this current state of the NBA, you got to be able to get some buckets. And I just feel like we are at the quarter tank or almost out of gas of Draymond bringing the ball up, waiting for Steph, initiating the offense. Steph's going to be okay without Dre, especially now that Father Time has kicked in. So my point is, Donnie, when you guard the Warriors, Dre is almost a luxury for the defense trying to stop the Warriors and Steph, because I just feel like we're almost at the end of that benefit of him doing what you got to put it in the hole, man. And his finishing, I talked about it, or their lack of inside, man. I feel like it's just coming to a head, and now they need to find something else that can, when the nights, you know, are not going well for Dre offensively, you got something else you could go to.
No, the problem is he's their best defensive player. So if when Draymond comes off the floor, you're worse defensively. And
hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
That's kind of always been a problem, but never as much as it is now.
But he's not your secret weapon, Draymond Green, to where Steiny's got 30. Go guard Steiny. I don't care what position he is. Evan's got 29. Go stop. No, it's not that anymore. Steiny is selective now. He you know, it's weight class and divisions. He ain't out there guarding all the dudes. That's over.
Okay, then would you acknowledge that maybe this team's not as good as you thought if you're worried about Draymond Green's defense seven or eight games in?
No, because now I'm looking at Kuminga. I'm looking at Richard. I'm looking at Moses. Those guys got to pick up the slack. Gary Payton the second. Sonny, I don't know what's going on with him. Like, let's just have real quick. I'm not, like, I don't even like the approach to what's happening with my guy.
He was always a role player. Now he can't make shots.
And but he used to run the baseline like Richard and get that. Where's that at? You're not laughing, but.
Why did he get those layups? Because there was attention on all the other guys. The other guys don't need as much attention anymore. Even when like a guy like Jimmy Butler has the ball, do you really have to go double team him if he's on the wing? And I could, you know, Gary Payton II, he's been losing it for a little while now, I think.
I guess I've been in denial.
888-957-9570 is the number. It feels like there's a couple things going on today. One is, you know, look, the young players did play well. They didn't get over the hump. The old players obviously didn't play for a variety of reasons.
But you're 5-4, 1-3 in your last four. I don't like, that's unacceptable.
It's unacceptable. They're going to have stretches where they lose four. Like, they may drop to a few games under. Anyway, 888-957-9570. That segment was brought to you by In at the Tides. Savor the season at the Inn at the Tides Winemaker Dinner Series. Join them Friday, November 14th with St. Francis Winery or Friday, December 5th with Ferrari Carano. Exceptional wines, gourmet cuisine, and coastal charm await. Reserve your table today at innatthetides.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry.
With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles. Rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.